5 to 5, Juliet Maguire, who is in her BMW 1 Series waiting for a wine delivery, I believe. Hello.
John, I've had a couple already today, but I'm still waiting for one more.
Ah, okay. I've had only one of the cases of wine that I bought during the lockdown delivered to the office so far, but it's from Thelema, so I should be all right.
Oh, no, you'll be fine. I actually got some from Uber Eats today. They were within 40 minutes. I had wine on my door. I was very impressed.
Okay. How long did it take you to get the wine from your door into your body? No, not
well, answer. No, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for after this.
The BMW 1 Series. There's a new one, is there? Upgraded, updated, zigzagged one?
It is a brand new one, and it sort of caused a few controversies amongst sort of BMW fans and motoring journalists mostly, which I can't understand. But this thing, it's the look. Some people think it looks like an SUV-inspired car, like its ex-siblings. They don't like it because they don't think it. But in the nickel, I can tell you for sure, it doesn't look at all sort of crossover or SUV-styled. It's actually a very good-looking car, not from the front as much, but certainly from the rear. The second bone of contention is the fact that it no longer has a 3-litre straight-six engine, now has a 2-litre four-cylinder petrol engine. And in the 118i, for example, which I drove, it has a 1.5-litre turbocharged 3-cylinder engine. All that means is actually that there's still enough power. It's still punchy enough. And I don't know how much speed you really, really need, but okay, some people feel like you still need a lot. And the third issue is that it's no longer rear-wheel driven, and it's now front-wheel driven. So this has been a huge problem for a number of BMW fans. But the funny thing for me, as a motoring journalist, I've spoken to a couple of others. I mean, it's very difficult to tell the difference between a rear-wheel driven and front-wheel driven car, unless you may be building the car or you're a professional racer. But all you need to know is that it still handles and corners beautifully. In fact, it's a fantastic car to drive. Price-wise, the 118i M Sport that I drove will set you back about R522,000.
Ouch.
You could get a standard one for about R490,000, but it's in line with competitors like the Mercedes-Benz A-Class, which I would probably choose this car instead of that one. I think it's a better car overall. But the Audi A3, we're looking for the new one to come soon, and I'd like to see the difference between these two. I think the A3, it's going to be a tough call between these two.
Yeah, I've been listening to you, Juliet. I've been looking at some video of this new car, and I think I can understand why people feel from certain angles it has that crossover look. But generally, it looks like a BMW 1 Series. But it's interesting that the very first and the most popular thing that I found on this asks the question: has BMW ruined its baby? And quite obviously, listening to you, you don't feel that it has ruined its baby.
I don't think so.
Has it improved its baby?
Yeah, the drive, I think it's probably one of the best drives within the segment. So it's certainly more sophisticated and more refined. So I would be interested to see a BMW fan who's driven this one and prefers the old one.
Okay. And is there a significant increase in price? Would this part of the price be driven by exchange rates and the way they have changed over the last months, or are they built in South? But even if they built in South Africa, a lot of the components would be imported, so it would still have an impact.
I mean, it hasn't really, because this was sort of here just before lockdown, so the pricing hasn't changed too much. It'd be interesting to see the cars that arrive post lockdown and post Corona. That we might see a bit of an issue with, I'm sure.
Okay, and in terms of gadgets and gizmos and onboard entertainment and all of that sort of stuff, it's what you'd expect from an expensive German sedan.
Absolutely, and also with these kinds of cars, it's got the options lists that go on for days and days and days. So you're getting a standard car which has got the usual in it, sort of a Bluetooth and whatever, whatever, whatever. And then everything else you put into it, you're going to pay quite a bit of money for.
Yeah. Juliet, thank you very much indeed. At more than R500,000, it is 3 times more expensive than the amount of money I'm prepared to pay for a car. But there we go. If you can afford it, it's a BMW, a new one. Juliet Maguire of JulietMaguire.com. Thank you very much indeed.